I love them. That's the key. That's, I got a great bunch of guys. That's a lot of fun to go be in that room with those guys.
A lot of people ask us why we so tight or why are you not upset if this person playing, that person playing. To us, it don't matter. At the end of the day, it's about the W. And that's what makes this group special.
You see a guy make a big run. Deion wants to make a big run. I see him make a big catch. I want to make a big catch. We just compete, make each other better, and have fun and try and get W's.
Just seeing them set the standard and just how hard they work, I mean, they kind of showed me the way.
You can't be here and be selfish. You're not going to be happy.
I mean, I ask James meetings every questions all the time in meetings. Dumb questions too. Yo, I got on this one. Something I already know. I just like to hear it a lot. So
I'm always asking him questions. LG, I'm always around him. So we got a close group.
Brandon is my one guy who keeps the ship going in the right direction for me. And of course, Deion is Deion. You know, he's they get on him more than anybody. James is my professor. He's my genius. He knows everything. LJ's the dad. He's like the big dog.
Ives defends you guys to the end, which is what you want in a coach.
Exactly. And that's why we feel the way we feel about him.
He definitely have our back, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He always have our back. He hold us down for sure. I've been on some other teams, and
it's not always like that.
It's not always like that. He cares a lot about his players.
Tell me the problems you see. I'll handle it. But I want them loose and goose on the field. I want them going out there making plays for me. And they have to.
As much as we talk about Ive and laugh at him, like they all said, he keep the same intense level, but he not ever going to change who he is. He's always going to speak his mind. If he feels some way about you or towards you, about something that's going on, he going to come to you first and tell you. And if he feels it's something that everybody need to know, he going to let you. Our group knows, so our group can address it.
I don't want to be up and down. Hey, this is who I am. Whether it's good or bad, this is who we are. That's it.
I got something to say to you, I'll tell you.
He's going to get on us now. No, he's going to do his job, but at the same time,
he ain't going to let nobody
else. He's not going to overdo it.
I got him.
That's what he's going to say. I'm going to talk to him.
I got him.
Just tell him the truth. Hey, you screwed up. You know, that was a bad read. You can't put the ball on the ground. You know how bad that is for us and stuff like that. And just reminders.
You appreciate that a lot.
Respect goes a long way in this game.
A long way.
It makes you want to come to work. You enjoy being means with him. It just makes it easier. It makes your days a lot easier when you respect your coach and you know he got your back and you got his.
Nice by both of you. Nice by both of you.
Past doesn't mean anything. You know, you're coming into a new year. You're coming into, you know, a new playoffs.
You don't get rid of the pressure. You manage it. You manage it by doing the work.
We just want to work hard, and we know the intensity is going to be real high.
This is a team that has a lot of history, and I'm excited to be a part of this year and do whatever I can do and contribute.
This is what you play for. This is why you play football, you know, playoffs, championship games. So I just want to go home, and I'm excited, and I'll be ready to go.
Next game's not given. You got to earn it by winning. You make a play in the NFL? Yes. We deserve our little moment. I'm not going to go out there with him.
Like years past, since I've been here, it always a running back score. Everybody, we all go do back bump. And then last year, Deion was already hurt. Then my guy go out. And me and James, well, us three, we had one. We was like, yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. Well, me and James went to go do it, and we had a miscommunication, so James went flying like over my head. So it looked bad on TV. And so we was like, all right, you know what? We just gonna cheer up, come dap you up. And then this season, we kind of came together and was like, look, we always had something. We need to do something.
As long as it's within the rules, no penalties, I'm very happy. Very happy for him.
We don't choreograph anything. I don't know a choreographer. We all play football.
Truly old school. That's the way I'll put it. That's a long ways away from me. That first move.
My son look for it every time. Every time I come home, he's like, look, Daddy, I can do it too. You know?
Oh! Ew.